Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa Sakis, and you are on the Monday Morning Motivational Call for Team Glacken, and this is where we come together, share ideas, get focused for the week. And I thought, since this is the first call of November, and we actually have, like, what do we got, 8 weeks? If that was, I didn't count the weeks, so maybe an extra one thrown in there, before the end of the year. So this is a wonderful time to really look at where are you at in relation to your goals and where you wanted to be by the end of the year. This is typically when people start to run to the finish line, or we have a tendency to quit at this point. Oh, I'm not going to make it. There's 8 weeks left. So I'm going to help you switch that thinking, hopefully, so that you run to the finish line all the way to the end of the year on whatever it is that you are working towards. So you are happy with your results by the end of the year. So one of the things that I have found to be helpful was these points that I'm going to talk about. There was an article I had read several years ago, and I like to review that on Mondays or every so often just to keep my head in the right place. And it talks about four things to make sure that you're doing or to check on in your business, especially if you're ever feeling that some things aren't working in your business. This is a good way to do a check on yourself to see what your focus is on. So number one, and then we can stop and talk about these. Number one is loss of your focus. So lost your focus. Where's your focus at? Number two is you've stopped holding new conversations. Number three is you've bought in the wrong story or bought into the wrong story. And number four is there might be a switch in your energy going on. So let's start. We'll start with number one, which is that you've lost your focus. And what I mean by that is, yes, check your goals, see where you are, what you're working towards. But what I find at times when I'm not sponsoring 10 new members a month, which is what we say is the minimum amount that we need each month, that's our goal, and 15 is we're moving and 20 or more is growing. A lot of times you can look back and see that you're not doing income generating activities. And so what I mean by that is we're spending a lot of time holding, you know, cleaning the office. We're doing some office work. Not that that won't help you close some of those deals, but that is not your income generating activity. And that actually rolls into number two, so I'm going to talk about those two sort of at the same time. And you've stopped holding new conversations. So holding new conversations is an income-generating activity, will turn into one. And so look at those two things. Are you spending your time doing things that are not income-generating, and you've stopped holding new conversations? And before I go further, what kind of thoughts do you guys have on those two statements? Questions. Does anybody want to say, yes, I'm doing a lot of those, or no, I'm not? What comes up when I say that?
That's a great reminder, Teresa. I appreciate that. I think sometimes for myself, I get busy doing my follow-up and some of the other conversations, but maybe not the ones that are as income-producing or going to bring in those new customers. So I appreciate that reminder.
Thanks. It's true, right? Yeah, we forget about that sometimes. That's our number one job.
Well, you keep yourself busy, right, doing some other things and maybe forget to prospect or, you know, go out and do some of those events, whatever it is, however you're prospecting.
Other thoughts on that? Have you guys been, have you ever experienced that before?
I have it, Claire. That was my key word for the year is focus. So it's like a daily practice because it's so hard to get, it's so easy to get out of focus with other things, you know, that come into our lives and we're responsible for. So it's like a daily thing.
Absolutely. It is. Focus is really important. And A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to listen to, I was at a meeting and there was a business coach speaking. And I think sometimes, I know for myself, we work out of our homes, so sometimes I might have a different thought pattern. This business coach was reminding everybody, no matter whether you work out of your home or you go to an office off-site, that you need to be tracking as much as you can. And I have to tell you, since that meeting, I started tracking my new conversations. Obviously, I'm tracking new members, but I started tracking new conversations. And his push was to say, you should know how many conversations you need to hold before you get one that'll book. And so just by doing that, and whether that's a reach out through email, a reach out through Facebook, or a conversation that happens in person, which would be the best with somebody, I have found that I need to have 3 reach outs or 4 reach outs before I find someone that's going to book an appointment with me. So if that gives you, and not saying that some of those people I didn't reach out with are going to call back a month from now or 2 months from now, but if that gives you an idea, if maybe for yourself or whatever you find your numbers are going to be, that maybe I need to go through 40 to 50 new conversations a month to be able to get my 10 new members. Now, if I'm doing it, you know, through conversations, if you're having events, how many people do you need to ask to get people to book an event? You'll find out what those numbers are. Do you have to ask 4 people? Do you have to ask 5 people? Do you have to ask 2 people? You know what I mean? And so once I started tracking that, it was easy for me to say, whoa, I'm not getting in enough new conversations. That's really been lacking for me. And I got to tell you, since I started tracking that, that has made a big difference in what's happened over the last few weeks. And let me give you an example. On Saturday night, I had the option to stay at home and sit around and do whatever I was going to do on a Saturday night, or I got asked out to go to a pub crawl. Now, I'm not a drinker, so a pub crawl to me doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But I said to myself, well, I could probably get in some conversations with people. No, that doesn't mean they're going to be in Shackley conversations. Do I choose to stay home or do I choose to go out and get in conversations? So I said to myself, I'll go out and get in conversations with people. So when I was out, I was asking people, what do they do for a living? Do they love it? What happens? And I ran into a woman that we had some great conversation, and she happened to hear what I do. And she said, you know, I'm a smoker. I'd like to quit smoking. I want to get healthy for this next year. Can you call me next week, and let's set up a time to meet? This was somebody I never knew, was introduced to. So that became an income-producing activity, it will down the road, right? But I had the choice to say, am I going to sit at home, or am I going to get out and get in some new conversations? Well, when I looked at my list for the week, I had said, ooh, I still need to get into more conversations this week, and maybe I can catch up with that this weekend. So it became accountability for me to say, I'm not getting in enough new conversations. So when I talk about that, is there any challenges that comes up for anybody or any questions on that? Or do you have something you'd like to share?
This is Maria Sam. I signed in a couple of minutes late, but it's Maria. I'm from New Jersey. And I didn't catch your name.
Teresa Sakis.
Teresa, okay. Teresa, I love what you said about you were faced with that choice as to what to do about going to this event, but you saw it as more than just going out to this pub crawl. And I love the way you framed it in your mind, that you put it into – I like the way you said getting into new conversations. I like that. I like that because if we think about situations that are become as opportunities as getting into new conversations, that reframes the whole thing. Of getting out there. So thank you for the wording on that. Thank you for the perspective. I guess that's how much Shackley is integrated into your life. And my goal is, well, I chose to do this so I could integrate Shackley into my life. But that's a great wording you share. I like that. I like that a lot.
You're welcome. Well, it's been helpful for me, and I thank you for sharing that you like that. it's been helpful, and I think it takes pressure off of you. One, it makes you conscious to get out there, right? Because we, just like everybody, it was cold a little bit in Chicago, and I was like, hey, I really don't want to go out, right?
Right.
But it made me go, all right, well, we don't know, and especially at a pub crawl, everybody's drinking, so I can go in with the idea of, you know, oh, we're going to sit around and do business. I just went, let's just ask people about their lives, what's going on, what do they like, you know, and get into these conversations. And then I could click off on my sheet, I had a new or two or three new conversations, right?
Yes,
and,
yes.
And then it just opened up. So I'm glad that was helpful.
Yay. Well, you know why, Teresa, you live in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, what's your last name? What's your last name?
Fakes.
F-A-K-E-S?
S and Sam, A-K-A-S.
Okay, I want to meet you sometime, Teresa. I'm in Jennifer's group. I want to meet you sometime. So when I come out to Chicago, okay? Anyway.
All right.
Well, one thing that you made me think, because, you know, it gets cold here in New Jersey, too. So, you know, my tendency is, like, I don't want to go out tonight. I want to stay home. But if I look at an event or a situation or a gathering from a different perspective, like you just said, it'll motivate me to get off the couch, get dressed, and get out. Because, like you, because Chicago is probably colder than New Jersey. The tendency is to want to stay home. But not if we're looking at this from through different eyes.
Exactly. And we're coming up into the conversation season, everybody. I mean, everybody's, you know, we always can have conversations. But you guys are going to be invited over the next few weeks. It's already starting, right? You guys are getting invites to holiday events, to, you know, tree lighting, everything, turkey balls, right? Everything's coming up now. So don't turn anything down and get yourself out there to get into these conversations. So does anybody have any questions about how to track the conversation, or is anybody not – each, you know, has anybody been tracking what they're doing? Any questions on that?
Well, it's Maria again. I don't want to dominate you, but the thing is, if anybody else have anything to say, I don't want to just keep jumping in.
No, go ahead, Maria, and then we'll stop and see if anybody else said anything.
Okay. Well, I'm all about tracking, but I'm always looking. I'm continually creating tracking systems, and I'm this is with everything, and, you know, how to track anything. So I'm always creating systems. But if you have something that works for you, I mean, I would just create something and then just like a hard print copy thing. But if you have something that works for you, I'd appreciate if you could share it.
Sure. Okay. This is going to sound very basic for everybody.
I like basic, Teresa. I like basic. Okay.
So I have a clipboard. Yeah. This is an old clipboard, and you can go get one of those at Office Max or wherever, and I have sheets of paper on there. And on the clipboard, I have written down the day. So today is 11/5, and I have that written down with a line under it, and then I'm writing down the names of people that I'm going to get in conversations today with. Now, let's say I have a lot of office work today, and I have an appointment or two with some clients. So now I go, okay, what phone messages could I leave with new people that I've met down the road? So, or, you know, maybe last week when I was at a networking event, who on LinkedIn could I send a message to as a reach out? Hey, I'd love to go grab some coffee. I'd love to get together, learn more about your business, and see if we can help each other. And then I go through Facebook. Who could I do an update appointment with? Who could I say, hey, I'd love to get together with you? And so I'm going to look and see who I could message today, because I probably won't be out unless I get in a conversation at the coffee shop.
Right. Okay. Good. Well, that sounds good. You know, see, the more basic, the easier, the better for me.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave that on my desk. So this is out in front of me, so I see it all day.
Mm-hmm.
And
Teresa, can I ask you, how long have you been involved with Shackley?
I've been doing the business about 14 years now, and I've been using the product for about 20-something.
Wow, okay.
So let's just see if anybody, Maria, we're going to send it out to everybody. See, does anybody have any questions or thoughts on this? Comments?
Teresa, it's Denise. Good morning. I wanted to share. I appreciate that you gave the reminder that you're just doing everyday life and having these conversations. And it didn't necessarily say, like, talk Shackley, just have conversations. And as we know, those, I feel like those are the best, you know, that's the best attitude and the right way to think about it, because when you go out and just do life, and Shackley typically comes up. But if you, for me, if I go out there just thinking, you know, I have to get into a Shackley conversation today, it probably won't happen. So I like that you reminded me that it's everyday conversations we can, and don't, it may not come up as Shackley, but typically it does.
Right. So then I would still, even if it was a conversation that didn't turn into Shackley, if you haven't had those, like right now, I'm tracking the ones that turn into Shackley, but if they didn't, I would still, if you guys don't have anything, I would still put on your list, okay, I talked to Jackie. That was a new conversation. I talked to so-and-so, just so you can get in the habit of writing it down, right? Because there's something that happens when you see it on paper, and it also forces you to go, oh, boy, I'm really not stretching myself, or yes, I did great. And I'm going to go back as I look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. One of the days I had 9 new conversations. Mm-hmm. And so, and then I look at other days where I've only had 2 or 3. So it wasn't a judgment on those days, and I think that's the important thing. I didn't judge myself, but I also looked at, well, I can get up to 9 conversations or 10 new conversations. It was just a great visual for me.
Right.
Now, let's look at the other comment I said, number 3, was that you've bought into the wrong story. And so that might be something to change, too, because what story are you having around new conversations? So, you know, like Denise, like you said, switching that story that you're able to get in conversations in your everyday life. Or also saying, you know, I'm somebody who can easily sponsor 10 new members a month. Whatever conversation, so listen to what you're saying so you can start switching some of that. And then also making sure that you have a positive energy going with you when you're coming out and you're happy, you're smiling when you're out and about. Also try to remember to get off your cell phone. Because I, just like everyone else, if sometimes if we're nervous, we're in a new situation, nowadays what we can do is use our cell phone as a crutch. So if you're somewhere uncomfortable, you know, and you're waiting for some people, we have a tendency to want to pull our phones out and stare at our phones, and then we don't feel like we're just standing there. And so don't reach for that phone right away. Just stand there and wait for your friend or wait for the people, because what happens is people see you, you look open, they will start conversations with you. And so that is something to remember to do. If you have your head in a phone, you do not look like you're available for a conversation. And I know we've all done that before, myself included.
That is very obvious and very powerful. You know, that's body language. Really? I know. You know what? Never stop to think about that. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Because
yeah,
you do. We're on our phones. We're checking. We're, you know, I'll be out posting on social media, doing whatever. But what I noticed, especially when we were in these, moving around from location to location, when I put my phone away and I just stood there by myself, people came up and they said to me, oh, where's your group? Who are you with? What kind of conversations could we get into, right?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You know, you sound like you're having a few light bulbs this morning.
Wait a minute. Yeah, well, you know, let me, you know, that's, because when you're describing it, it's, that's body language. See, because by just looking down at our phone, that body language says, I'm not open to conversation. There's not even any eye contact going on. Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to pass that one on, because that has to do with nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
And I know, you know, with a lot of networking or when you guys are out at parties, and I've done this myself, when we're nervous, we might have a tendency to grab our phone. So instead, what I do is grab a water, hold the water, and, or, you know, you get some water or whatever you drink, it doesn't matter, just hold that glass and look ahead, right? And then just sort of ask people, so how did you find out about this event? What did you, how did you get here? You know, whatever. So then we're not, the nerves you can hold with your glass, and as you do this more often, you won't be as nervous. But if you ever are nervous at an event, has anybody ever had that where they're nervous at an event or experienced that before, meeting new people? Maybe you guys have a tip you want to share other than that one.
Hey, Teresa, it's Lorene Andes. How are you?
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Good to hear from you. So what's your tip for sharing or talking at events?
Well, one of the interesting things that I'm realizing as you're speaking to this is that other people that are there at the networking group are also nervous to bring up, you know, their business or what they're doing. So I think it's a matter of understanding that that we're all in it together, so to speak. So when we step out and we exercise some courage, that's also, it can be a very great gift to others also when we exercise things that are really not comfortable for us. So I think a lot of times we think, oh, this person is so confident and they don't look like they have any nerves going on, and but people do, you know. And it kind of helps me to know that I'm sure everyone is in a similar place, and it's really important for us to drum up the courage to speak to someone and ask the question and find out about, you know, other people and why they're there, just like you said. And the other thing I just want to mention that I think was very powerful around what you said in the beginning about you know, you decided that you would go out, you chose to go out to put yourself amongst other people. And it's kind of like exercise. You know, nobody wants to do it, but after you do it, you feel so good. So that's kind of what I keep in my mind when it's a cold night and I don't want to go out, and I do anyway, and I'm like, you feel better afterwards. So I try to connect with that feeling. So I don't know if that helps at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And exercise is a great, because just like exercise, the more you do this all the time, right, it's not as nerve-wracking, or, you know, it's just a habit you get in sometimes that you don't want to go out. Same as exercise. That is such a great thing to relate it to, because I think everybody has been there before. And, you know, it's nowhere near, when I think about when I first started in Shackley, I used to be so shy and afraid to go into conversations. And this event I was at, I only knew one other person. So normally that would have been nothing I would have ever done before in the past. So, you know, it's hard sometimes we judge ourselves and we forget all the growth that we've had over the years, you know, to be this place now where it is comfortable to go to those events. The other thing that you brought up that I was thinking of was I also look when I'm in a room to see, besides the fact that, like you said, everybody's there under the same circumstances and can be nervous or uncomfortable, because it almost feels like you're in high school at times, right? Like, ooh, who's going to like me? I look around the room and I see who is standing by themselves. And maybe they're new to networking or they're new to an event and they're not comfortable with it, so I go introduce myself to them because, just like you said, there's probably somebody standing there feeling the same way, and it's easy to start a conversation with those people. Versus a lot of times I will not go into a conversation where there's six people talking already. It's probably a little more difficult to get into that conversation. So I will look for the people who are not in a conversation at that moment.
That's outstanding, Teresa. That really is an outstanding point, and it's a nugget that I think we overlook. I think that's really amazing, actually.
Well, yeah, and here's a little body language tip since we were talking about body language. I had done some reading years ago on it, studying. So when you look at an event, no matter if it's a social event or a business event, when you go into the room, you're going to see people in circles, or they're clustered together maybe. At different points, look at people's feet. So, because we can control our body language from our waist up, and what I mean by that is consciously control it. So we know when we're cold or we're not, we're going to put our arms across our arms, and we subconsciously mimic the person we're with. if you go from the waist down, you look at somebody's feet, when they're all in a conversation that they do not want to be interrupted in, all the toes will be pointed towards each other in a circle. You know, let's say if there's six people, they may all be in a circle and the toes are pointed together. So then you wait to see if some toes start to point out. That means, or their shoulders move out, that means that they're done with that conversation, they're ready to get out of it. So if you walked into a circle with everybody's toes pointed in, it's probably going to interrupt the flow of the conversation they have going in. Not that they wouldn't let you in, but it's sort of going to be like, oh, okay, come on in, we had a really great thing going, and now you interrupted it. So if you watch the feet, and you see, and sometimes when it's only two or three people talking, it's easier to get into that conversation or to start one because you'll see that some of the feet are pointed out. Or an individual standing by themselves, their feet are out, obviously, because they're looking to talk to somebody. So that little tip has been so helpful for me at events because I can sort of see when someone is ready to start a new conversation. Has anybody ever noticed that before?
No.
No, but now, Teresa, now when I go into an event, I look at people in a circle, I'm going to be looking at their feet.
It's true.
No, it's great. Great tip.
It's very fascinating when you look at
it. Yeah. You know, Teresa, I'm sorry I got onto the call 5 minutes after it started. What is the topic of your call today? I'm taking notes. What was the general theme or topic of today's call?
So what we were talking about today was four things to do. And when maybe you are having some challenges, this is something that I look at every week to see where my focus is at.
Okay.
And so when nothing else is working, you want to keep getting towards your goals. So the four things, and thanks for bringing that up because I'll just recap it for everybody.
Perfect.
Was number one, have you lost your focus? And so number two was, have you stopped holding new conversations? Number three was, have you bought into the wrong story? And number four was, where is your energy at? And we can talk over the next few weeks about, or months, over some of the other ones, but those are the four things to check on. And like we were really focusing on today, you know, are you doing income generating activities? That's under your focus. And are you having enough new conversations?
Right, okay. And the third one was, again,
have you bought into the wrong story?
Okay, got it, okay.
So that would be, what story are you telling yourself?
Right,
no,
right.
It's not easy for me to get in conversations. You know, what kind of things are you saying? So check that.
Okay.
And then the last one, you want to make sure you're stepping into events positive. You're smiling when you get there, obviously. You don't want to look like you're...
Got it.
Does anybody have anything? I'm glad you got it. It's been helpful. I'm so excited.
Thanks, because this is great. Oh, this is a wonderful call. This is wonderful. I would expect nothing less of anything with Jennifer. I expect nothing less.
Awesome. I'm glad that was helpful for you, Maria. Does anybody else have any questions or comments before we close out?
Well, I just want to make one comment. I've only been to Chicago once in my life, and that was for a cousin's wedding. But I've said to Jennifer, I do want to come out to one of her Leadership Summit events. I'm going to try to come out to the January one. And if I do, if I can pull it off, I want to meet you. Okay.
All right, we will meet. And that's a great segue, Maria, so I'll just remind everybody that's happening in January. Yay!
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Denise, do you happen to, or Maria, do you guys remember the dates? I don't have that right in front of me.
Was it the 19th, I think? I thought it was the 19th, but I don't have my planner in front of me. I thought it was the 19th.
Yes, it is. Now I'm looking at there.
Okay. I really want to try to come out to one of Jennifer's. I see Jennifer throughout the year, but I've never been to one of her summit conferences, and I really would like to do, and come out to Chicago again. Great city.
Is it the 19th of February?
January.
No, it's January.
Mm.
Okay.
So that'll be the 19th. Most people will be coming in Friday. Sometimes we do a team dinner, which I imagine we will be Friday night.
Right, right. I hope to come to. I really would like to meet. Well, I want to meet my Shackley cousins in other parts of the area, other parts of the country. So.
Well, we'd love to have you, Maria. Definitely, it will be cold, but no big deal for you guys. Make sure.
I've heard it gets very cold in the winter.
It does. Dorothy will be the one from Tampa that'll have an issue, but Dorothy, you'll be all right. We're bring a winter coat.
Oh, thanks. Well, you don't want to do it, but I don't think I'm going to make it up there in January.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know,
we'll be down here to see us, so it's all good.
Yeah.
That's right. You have.
I just want to say really quick to this subject that we're talking about this morning. Sometimes we just have to get out of our own way. Go get dressed. It's like pick it up, get dressed, go out, meet people, and ask questions and listen. We were blessed. We went to a personal development event for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over the weekend. And it's like, and we got to meet Cedric Harris, which is a big, big, big networker. It's like, and he does a lot of stuff with Eric Worre. And that was one of his big things, is that the first one that speaks loses. Mm. So ask questions, and our biggest benefit is our ears on our body. Yeah. Listen, listen, and listen.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Dorothy. That is awesome. It's a great way to close this out. Go ahead. Was somebody going to say something else? I don't know if I cut somebody off.
Dorothy, you're in Tampa?
Yes, ma'am.
Dorothy, were you at Tony and Debbie's event last weekend?
Yes, I was. I met you.
Dorothy, I think because you're sounding familiar. What's your last name, Dorothy?
Roby, R-O-B-Y.
Right, because Jennifer introduced us, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Dorothy, now I'm putting a name with a face. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the call, and I'll let you guys can chat offline because I know we're just a little bit after 9 o'clock. So thank you all for participating. Had a really great call today, and we will talk to you all next Monday. And I hope you guys have a great Shackley Week. Thanks.
You too. And thanks for great information. Thanks for great call. All right. Have a good
one,
everybody. Bye.
Bye.